Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Dis tyd op die kuier saam met Zanti Swanepoel daar in Pretoria. Môre Zanti, hoe gaan dit?
Môre Brad. Nee, ek moet vir jou sê dit voel soos 30 grade al hierdie tyd van die oggend aan my kant hoor. So dit is 'n warm ene hier uit Pretoria hoor.
Well, enjoy it. We've got one of those Cape Town days where it's a bit overcast and mistlik en dit gaan nou begin reën, maar net genoeg reën om die vensters vuil te maak, jy weet mos.
Ek verstaan. Nee, kyk, hierdie kant braai ons uit vandag hoor.
Zanti, ons is lus vir een van jou stories en 'n bietjie motivering vir die Woensdag. Wat gaan daar aan jou kant?
Weet jy wat, nee, ek wil vir oggend regtig myself kom challenge en dalk elke luisteraar of twee met die volgende net hierdie waarheid wat net weer hierdie spesifiek hierdie naweek en hierdie week net weer in my hart kom vasgemaak geword het as mens voor kan praat. Maar weet jy, we sometimes don't really grasp the word faith. And my theme this morning, and my challenge to myself, firstly, and each one of us, is may we be known as people that have mountain-moving faith. I think, dit ons sukkel nie altyd met geloof issues, nie, maar ons het trust issues. Mense het ons teleurgestel. Soms stel ons onsself teleur. Mense wat ons vertrou het, they did not come to the table. En partykeer het ek myself vertrou en ek het nie gedoen wat ek gedink het nie. En dan begin ons God ook in daai kategorie plaas en ons begin ons pa wat ons geskaap het, wat vir ons lief is, wat vir ons daar is, ons begin trust issues met hom ook ontwikkel. En ek wil vanoggend vir jou sê, mag ek dit nooit doen. Because he is not a man. He is God. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. Mag ons hom nooit vergelyk met die mens wat my en jou soms seer maak en as ons onsself teleurstel nie. My story, ek wil net eers baseer op die woord, because nothing is more important than God's word. It is our food we eat every day. And in Matthew 17 verses 20 it says, and he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Los jy vanoggend met 'n story uit 1973. Wonder hoe oud was jy toe, was jy al gebore, was jy al 'n jong mens, en het kom van Grace Church on Mount Inetkong in New Jersey. You see, once a small but beautiful, faithful congregation got a piece of land willed to them by a church member. Thanks to a few generous donations, the congregation built a beautiful, spacious church at the foot of a picturesque mountain. When the new sanctuary was almost ready to open its doors, the local building inspector issued an official denial. The document stated that the parking lot was inadequate. The congregation would not be able to use the new sanctuary until the church doubled the size of the parking lot. Now, this seems quite like it's not a problem, but it was a huge problem because, unfortunately, the church had used every inch of their land for their sanctuary, except for the mountain against which it had been built. So in order to build more parking spaces, as the inspector said they had to do, they would have to move the mountain behind the church. Undaunted, the pastor announced Sunday morning that he would meet that evening with all the members of the congregation who had mountain-moving faith. There was nothing to do. I can just imagine. They would hold a prayer service asking God to remove the mountain from their backyard and provide enough money to have it paved and painted before the dedication service. That evening, 24 of the congregation's 300 members assembled for prayer. I wonder if myself or you listening to this morning would have been there that evening. Or maybe you would have thought the pastor has lost it completely. But only 24 rocked up that evening, and they prayed for 3 hours straight. Well, after that prayer meeting, the pastor announced that they will open the next Sunday as scheduled. They prayed, and they believed God for moving this mountain, because that was the only option they had. God has never let us down before, and I believe he will not let us down this time either. The next morning, as he was working in his study, there was a loud knock on his door. When the pastor opened the door, a rough-looking construction foreman appeared. "Excuse me, Reverend. I am from the construction company over the next county. We are building a new shopping mall over there, and we need some filling dirt." He said, "Would you be willing to sell us a chunk of that mountain behind the church? We'll pay for the dirt, we'll remove it and pave the exposed free of charge, and we need it right away.
Wow.
We can do nothing else until we get the dirt in and allow it to settle properly. Please, may we have a piece of your mountain."
Wow.
The new church was dedicated the next Sunday as originally planned. There were far more members with mountain moving faith that Sunday than there were at the prayer meeting. You see, faith is not the absence of doubt. Faith is the presence of belief that can move mountains. Mm. My challenge to us today is, ons moet nie God onderskat nie. And he might not answer it in the way we think, because our brains are so limited, we don't see the whole picture. We are in this soap opera, but we don't see the scene next door. But God saw that. And before that church was even a thought, he knew that that shopping center would need the mountain, which was their parking space. So I want to challenge you this morning. You can trust God. He might not answer in the way you think, but you can trust him. But what he needs from you is mountain-moving faith. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.